This podcast is intended for a mature audience as it contains adult language and it can get a little risque. Please be advised, it's not safe for work without your headphones, and you definitely don't want your kids around. Hi, guys and dolls, and welcome to my podcast where no topic is ever off the table. We are uncensored and at times a tad bit unscrupulous, but we're always unapologetic. So make sure to check your feelings at the door. If you're new here, I am Chloe Barksdale, and one thing I'll never do is profess to being perfect. So ladies, grab your wine. Fellas, grab your hen, and let's begin. What's up, guys and dolls? Welcome back to my podcast. If you are new here, my name is Chloe Barksdale, and we're going to jump right into it. Today, in a roundabout way, is about a young woman out here in the world doing her thing, minding her business, and just trying to live her best life like most of us. And yet so many people have so much to say about what she does and who she do it with. If you're not quite sure, yes, today is about Lori Harvey. And I say in a roundabout way, because really today's discussion is not so much about her as it is about me, as it is about you who sit in judgment, and just Black women, because I see them judging, I hear them judging, but they don't seem to realize that at any given time, we're constantly being judged. And this podcast today is also about my brothers, my Black men. You know, it's about you guys who is all for getting the pussy out the gate and pushing for women to be sexually free, but only when it's your turn to hit the skins. Because though there have been opinions about Lori's dating past for years now, especially, you know, her situation with Diddy and then with Future, it seems that ethanol was poured on the gates of hell when Michael B. Jordan decided to make them social media official. You know, a lot of you lost your mind. You had so much to say. And yet the glass house you live in, your own windows are dirty. Your floor is nasty. And some of you even got roaches, like lots of roaches with different last names, roaches. And then some of you got roaches that you don't take care of, but you keep breeding more roaches. So therefore, yes, today's segment on this lovely Tuesday, January 26, 2021, a little over a week and a half, I think, away from when Tom Brady is going to meet Andy Reid and give him a run for his Monday. Today's podcast, I Am Chloe Barksdale, will be discussing contradictions, whore titles, and Black women. So ladies, I'm warning you now that you might want to dish the wine and instead grab some of the hard stuff right along with the men, because I'm coming for you first. So Lori Harvey most recently has been in the news ever since Michael B. Jordan made them social media official by posting her on his Instagram. And I have to give kudos to the 33-year-old actor who gave zero fucks about your opinions and claimed this woman for the world to see. Because there's a slew of you sitting at home right now, possibly laying in the bed next to a nigga with your headphones on, listening to this show while he's flipping the channels on your TV if he don't have his PS5 that you bought him for Christmas hooked up to it. And yet no one knows that you two exist in a relationship. And there were speculations about Michael B. and Lori when the media snapped photos of them getting off the plane during the holidays. The first thing I saw were people making references to her in Future, who she had been linked to previously, as if that really mattered. You know, what if each time you dated someone or you were caught on a picture, you know, just posing with someone, your past was recycled before you or discussed with others. How many different names would come up? And Future reportedly has 8 kids by 8 different women. So in my opinion, she was dating trash anyway. And yet she was the one that got dragged through the mud when it was first revealed that they were dating. And that's something that I don't understand about the self-righteous people. The levels of contradiction and inconsistency when it comes to a man and a woman is just totally mind-boggling for me. How is it that she's single with no kids and Future has a little basketball team of kids by a zillion different women, but Lori is the one who was labeled a whore, however you want to, just make it make sense. Why is it that men are still thought of as high value just because they have money, and yet the woman, no matter how much money she has, is considered a whore as we sit back and smugly count up how many dudes she's allegedly been with? I mean, he can have a new chick on his arm every month. And for a lot of you women, in your delusional mind, that makes him even more attractive, even to the point of letting him hit it raw to impregnate you. We can even go back to Kim K, and I'm not a big fan of hers, but when she was dragged and called a whore, I didn't get it. I mean, she's been in all long-term relationships with, you know, the guys that she's been with. And then Sierra was dragged and called a whore. And again, she's been in long-term relationships with Bow Wow, with 50 Cent, you know, with Future. She was even engaged to Future. And even though she's married now and has 3 kids, 2 of them by her husband, I still will periodically see people call her a whore. I mean, Kim K was a whore because of a sex tape. And yet too many of you are quick to brag about having sex with your man before. The only difference is that it didn't get leaked. So again, people, make it make sense for me. But this really isn't about that. And it's really not about them. This is truly about the inconsistency, the contradictions, and titling a woman a whore, specifically a Black woman, by her own race, if she does what society any other time says a single woman should do, date freely, I might add, in hopes of finding someone to settle into a relationship with. So let me say this first and foremost, the contradictions and inconsistency when it comes to Black women dating is not only real, but it's also extremely confusing if you're weak-minded and give a damn about what others think. I mean, it's truly impossible to freely go about your business in an effort to find a viable mate without so many others having so much to say about what you do in your life. If mind your business that pays your bills and keeps your home warm and gas in your car had a face, none of you guys would be on it. Now, let's talk about inconsistency and contradictions. Some of the things we love to say is, if you're not married, you're single. And a lot of you stand firmly behind that statement and will argue a person down. We also say today how much we firmly believe in marrying and having kids later in life. We say that young people should get out and explore and view the world before taking that step, unlike our parents and grandparents. As parents, we tell our kids, even as young adults in college, that they're too young to settle down. And when they bring home a girlfriend or a boyfriend, we look at them kind of sideways because in our eyes, we feel they should be out dating, having fun, and enjoying life instead of trying to be in a relationship. We also say, don't put all your eggs in one basket. And yes, we say also that we, especially women, and yes, it's discussed amongst Black women because, hey, I'm a Black woman and that is who I mainly can identify with. But we say that a woman should date multiple men until one steps out from the rest and she decides to make it official. Well, that is what Michael B. Jordan did when he posted their pictures on IG. But that's neither here nor there. The bottom line is that there is so much inconsistency in what we say, what we do, against how we judge others on what they do. There is nothing that Lori Harvey has done that 90% of you all haven't done, whether you admit to it or don't admit to it. And if this wasn't true, then paternity court wouldn't exist. So what's confusing and is driving me crazy right now for the most part is that as I sit back and watch the commenting that took place when Michael B. Jordan made them official by posting their images together on social media, was the people I knew personally who were like, damn, she get around. Damn, she was just with Future. Damn, everybody done ran up on that. Damn, like mother, like daughter, you know, she been passed around. And then this one really set my soul afire. I hope he knows she can't, I hope he knows that he can't turn a hoe into a housewife. What? And yet some of these same people have multiple kids by different baby mamas and baby daddies. Or let me take it one step further. Some of the people I saw saying it have dated friends and acquaintances within Facebook groups or groups of people on Facebook that hang together. How is it possible to have something to say about someone else's personal life or who they jump in bed with when there are no longer 6 degrees of separation anymore now that social media is the number one source of dating? So let's start with the women. If you were to go down your friends list and count off all the men you have dated, flirted with, and yes, slept with, and then clicked on their friends, you'll probably find that there are connections on top of connections. Within my kickball dating world, it's a lot going on. Within my Facebook groups, The Lemon Squeeze and Scandal, I know for a fact some have dated, if not at least slept with multiple friends and associates. Definitely tried to holler, you know, not giving a damn about whether they had already slept with their friend or someone they hang with or not. The only difference between what I just described and Lori Harvey is our bullshit circle consists of regular people. In her circle consists of celebrities. You all don't venture outside your circle, so why should she? Because you're a judgmental ass with no room to judge, say so? I mean, it baffles me how quickly we let things fly out of our mouths in judgment of others when we ourselves have very little we can judge anyone else on. So many of us, undercover freaks, undercover whores, sometimes out in public whores, have no issue with letting it be known that they're jumping from penis to penis or coochie to coochie. On too many occasions, I have had men to say, you know, to try and holler at me who have not just slept with, but straight up dated someone I'm close to. I also have women that I am close to or were close to who have had no issues with sleeping with someone that I once dated. The only difference between these situations that happens every day in our simple ass lives is that we're commoners with no blue check mark beside our names on social media platforms. They are famous. We are not. Nobody except the people we are friends with on social media and our family and friends knows our names. And when this very situation is discussed amongst us and we talk about the fact that one brother had tried to holler at multiple friends, we're looked upon as being bitter and hating on him. Yet if a woman within the crew has slept with multiple men, we trash her. How is she a hoe and he isn't? Men can be passed around just like women can. And if you have not been amongst friends, very few of you can hold up one hand and count the number of people you have slept with. And yes, that includes you uppity married folks who love to look down on people simply because you're married. A meme went around about Lori Harvey and supposedly all the men she's dated. My question to you is, what if you put up a meme of all the people you've dated or at least slept with? The majority can't even hold up two hands and be truthful about it. A great many can try and count, but still forget about two, three, four, or more, to be quite honest. But let's not even focus so much on you. Let's focus on your kids. Yep, I'm going to go there. Because Lori Harvey is someone's child. And since she is not off limits, neither are yours. At any age, many of us have sons and daughters who are Lori Harvey's age. Some of those kids have already made you grandparents. Some grandparents quite a few times over. Some of your kids have been having sex since a very early age, hot in the ass and slapped on birth control pills as soon as you saw a drop of blood. Now, do you paint your daughter with the same brush that you paint Lori? Is she a hoe too? There again is the inconsistency and contradictions, as many have daughters who was not only sexually active in high school, but in a 3-year time span had 4 different boyfriends and had not even yet crossed the stage to get their diploma. So for all the men who are fathers, what is the difference between Lori Harvey and your daughter? And for all the women who have been out here dating while trying to raise kids, what's the difference between Lori Harvey and you, except she has a blue check mark next to her name? You are such a whore. No, let me say it right. You're such a hoe. Now that we've got that out of the way, let me ask you this. Can you define for me, especially in today's society, what constitutes a woman being a whore or a hoe, however you want to put it? Then let me ask you this. When's the last time you had sex? Are you in a relationship? Situationship? Friends with benefits? Married, but might have cheated. Because let's be real, just because you are married doesn't mean you have always been faithful. Either way, and I'm going to talk to my ladies right now. Since forever and a day, I have been able to scroll up and down my social media, and it's nothing for me to see you all answering all these questions pertaining to sex. Most times, the women will answer quicker than the men. We got to let them know who got the WAP, who head game is the best. I mean, without a second thought, we will not only admit to oral sex, both giving and receiving it, we talk about anal sex. We talk about threesomes, toys, the wildest place we've done it. What are the fantasies we have? We just let the world know we got the bragging rights on being the biggest and best freaks in the game. Oh yeah, and if you don't swallow, then you're childish. That one really stays with me because, yeah, if you don't swallow, then you're childish. So let's not forget any of that. Again, how do we differentiate who is a hoe and who is not? How can you call someone else a hoe if you proudly profess to being the biggest freak that there is? Women, especially Black women, and their sexuality is the most contradicted phenomenon there is. And most often, it's contradicted by us. We as women, Black women, love to classify another woman as a hoe, especially if her hoeing is garnering her a position or things that we want, but we can't have. But that is contradicting too, because we will celebrate a different person who does whole shit and not only defend them, but big up them on the whole shit they do. And I won't say any names, but let's just say strippers that turn into rappers, but admit that they have sold pussy in the past. We don't label them a hoe. They are okay because now they rock Gucci and drive Mercedes and keep us entertained. But a woman who never stripped, never sold pussy in the past, and doesn't entertain you, if you see her with two different men in 1 year, she's a hoe. And brothers, this analogy is for you too, because it's the same way you see it also. And as I bring you brothers into this discussion, you all are the most contradicting, confusing, and yes, I will say this, most lying of them all. On one hand, you say you won't judge a woman who sleeps with you on the first date because you admire the fact that she knows what she wants. But on the first date, you're not even in a relationship. There's no guarantees that she will even materialize into being your woman. Yet you're some of the same men who call Lori Harvey a hoe just because you see her out with someone. These same people will also justify it saying, I slept with my husband or wife on the first date, or I'm in a 3-year relationship and we slept together on the first date. But back in 1986, you'd be a hoe. Nowadays, more men will say they don't care about a woman's past than will admit that they do. And is it because they really mean it? Or does her past not matter only because he's trying to hit it? Lori Harvey's timeline, you know, consists of, you know, Trey Songz, this guy, Louis DePay. I think that she maybe went to the Super Bowl with in 2019, a guy that she was engaged with earlier, Diddy for about 4 or 5 months. And of course, we know the rumors about his son, Justin, but we've never known the truth about it. So it's only rumors. But of course, we like to take nasty rumors and make them fact. And then, you know, Future. But her life and timeline is no different than most of you out here dating, trying to find the right one yourself. And actually, her timeline probably is tighter than a lot of you. Some of you who have so much to say have had more men and women in a much shorter time span. Yet we call her a hoe. Ain't nobody out here trying to waste time dating someone that is not compatible or it doesn't work out. That's a part of dating. We often ask the question, what's the difference between dating and a relationship? And we say that whenever I'm dating, I should be free. I'm free to see whoever I choose. What's the difference between you and her? I'm trying to understand. And I'll be the first to say, I'm really quick to return a man to the streets. I was in a relationship by Valentine's Day of 2020. He asked me to be his woman on Valentine's Day. I said yes. And by May, I had returned his ass to the streets. And this is 2021. And if you think for a second I haven't had any since May of 2020, you got another thing coming. True enough, I haven't had any since September of 2020, but still, one thing I know I cannot do is lie to myself and put on airs like so many of you do while you sit behind your keyboards bullying other people. Dating is a crapshoot, and we are all out here looking for love, taking chances on whether the next one will be the right one. The only difference between Lori Harvey and 90% of us who are single is that she has a more famous selection of men to choose from. Therefore, she's in the public eye. She has a blue check mark beside her profile on social media, and we don't. So in closing, I'm going to say that if you were famous and your life was put on public display, most of you would be a bigger whore than Lori Harvey could ever be. I am Chloe Barksdale, Don't forget to subscribe, like, and share. You can follow me on social media platforms, Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, and YouTube under the name Chloe Barksdale. Make sure to leave comments and I'll always respond. Be positive, be encouraged, and be blessed.